The views and opinions of the Ask Kim Michelle podcast are that of the host and the guests. Listener discretion is advised. Happy New Year to all the listeners of the Ask Kim Michelle podcast. I hope you all had a great evening today. I hope y'all are having the happiest start to the new year. I hope the holiday season was good to you. You got all that you wanted and asked for and wished and all those things that come along with that. We are coming to you after a semi-hiatus, if you will. I needed time to kind of get myself together and, you know, work out myself, deal with the mental, get my mental together and everything that comes with that. And I'm going to tell you, mental health is one of the best investments that you can invest in. Because you are investing in yourself, you know, I could go on and on about that. But definitely, you know, you all check in with yourself. Yourself is a star player. So I am coming to you on the podcast to make a special announcement. I said on the Facebook page that a special announcement is coming. A special announcement is coming, and it is here. So I want to announce that we are now on Pandora Radio. Yes, Pandora Radio. You are now able to catch the Ask Kim Michelle podcast on Pandora. If you are at a desktop, laptop, on your handheld devices, you are now able to catch me there. Also on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, wherever podcasts are available, Spotify, etc., etc. Getting into the conversation of today, it's not really a set topic today. I kind of wanted to have an open forum, if you will. And before I go into that, I would love for you all to submit any questions that I could possibly answer on the air. And mind you, your questions will remain anonymous, and you are able to have those questions answered on the air. And who knows, you may be helping out someone else too. We're not just limited to this small platform. We're now on Pandora Radio, where those listeners who are just dedicated to Pandora, they're able to accept some of the feedback via your questions. Anyway, moving forward, you are able to submit your letters to me at Ask Kim Michelle. That's KIMICHELE. @gmail.com. Of course, again, like I said, you will remain anonymous. It doesn't matter what the question is. I'm going to do my best to answer it, but I want you all to know I'm not a certified therapist or anything. I'm just going to give you my two cents and my opinion. Okay. Now, moving forward, I want to talk about couple of things, but the first thing, and it happened to me today, and that is handling business. That's kind of one of the things that I went through on the little hiatus, was handling business. Taking care of that, again, tuning into my star player, which is myself. But I want to talk about handling business and handling business, you know, without having your emotions attached to it. And if you're like me, you can tell when someone still says that, oh, you know, I'm not putting my feelings into this. It's just business. But you can clearly see that, you know, they still have a tad bit of emotion attached to that. It's just like get out of yourself for a minute. And I had to learn that myself as well, you know, to not attach my personal emotions about something attached to making a business decision. So with that, I was encountered today, actually, and I'm just coming off of the situation literally 5 minutes ago. So this is kind of a raw conversation I'm having with you all. that I was having I sent out a correspondence to someone regarding communication. Okay. And this was strictly professional, you know, as I suggest that anybody would do if you're trying to handle business to be as professional as possible. I can't stress that enough because you seem a little, petty or tedious when you don't. Anyway, I sent out correspondence to someone and they gave me an answer that I thought was roundabout, if you will. It was an answer. I mean, they gave me an answer, so I could only take it for face value, but it was an answer that I thought I was going to receive. However, the business me or the non-personal me had to accept that, you know, that's their answer. I mean, who am I to argue with that? However, another party was, you could tell that they were kind of in their emotions about that. And everybody isn't like me. I know how to decipher or separate business and personal. You know, that's just one of the traits that I had to learn and pick up in, you know, in life. Not necessarily a certain type of business, but just in life itself. I had to learn to separate your personal emotions from a business decision, you know. And I know it sounds like one-sided because, of course, when you're presented with information, you know, it's always best to have all sides, but this is my show, so I'm going to tell you my side and my side only. So with that, you know, the correspondence, I didn't think that it responded. It was responsive to my question, but hey, it is what it is. But however, the personal me did kind of, you know, still feel a little perturbed, if you will, by it. You know, it's just like, you know, I asked you a question and you pretty much went around the fence with it. And I'm expecting you to, you know, address it. And it wasn't addressed. And I guess my emotions, you know, it didn't get the best of me, and because I didn't react on those emotions. Of course, I closed the correspondence out with grace, you know, and professionalism, and also, you know, charm, of course. So, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, it really prompted me to just kind of get that off my chest, because if nobody else is going to hear me, y'all are my friends, so, and I'm calling y'all my friends, so I know y'all will hear me. But have y'all ever encountered that, you know, that knowing when to separate a personal feeling from a business decision, if that makes sense? Like, I don't know, it just was kind of, it was kind of off, like, the response I got back. And I just did not agree with it. I was just like, you know what? At the end of the day, it is what it is. You know, it's just like if your parents said, you know, my no means no, you know, it is what it is, or my yes means yes, then it is what it is. But I walked away from this particular situation, seeing some people for who they are. And I always like to get, I don't know, I guess not always. I'm trying in this new year, I'm trying to be more patient and more understanding and also give a person a chance to show me who they are versus, you know, going on what somebody has told me. You know what I mean? And what I'm experiencing with these certain people is true from what I heard because I've experienced it and I am experiencing it. So a couple of things, I guess the moral of that twisted story was separate your personal feelings from a business decision. Just a little FYI from the FYI corner. Separate that because at the end, it makes you look a little petty and it makes you look like you can't handle conflict resolution. And that's one of the things that I'm really big on is conflict resolution. Moving forward, a lot of things have also happened in my hiatus that, you know, that I was dealing with or am dealing with. And now I choose not to deal with, you know, certain situations, certain relationships, that, you know, I've accepted to cut certain things off, draw a line in the sand. And not only that, not only me cutting off people, I have become okay with if people are cutting me off. If I am not in your goals for 2020 or for whatever year or whatever day, I have become okay with that. If you see fit that I'm not in your 2020 vision, no pun intended, but if I'm not in that vision, then I'm okay with that. It's just like, you can finally leave me alone. I can leave you alone, but I don't want the circle back. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to make a decision, stick to your guns. You know what I mean? So I've been working on a lot of that, like self-acceptance on certain things, accepting no as an answer, and also giving no as an answer instead of always yes, yes, yes. And then I put myself on the back burner and then I'm left to feel like, you know, I did myself a disservice. So navigating or segueing to resolutions, and I'm not a big stickler on resolutions. However, what I am going to do or what I'm going to start practicing is putting myself first, because a lot of times I have not done that, and I end up suffering on the back end. And as it's just, it came to a point where I was just like, you know, at some point I got to put me first if nobody else does. You know what I mean? So that's one thing. If that's one resolution I am having, one goal. I wouldn't call it a resolution, but maybe a goal of mine this year is to start putting myself first. If that comes off as selfish, I'm okay with it looking like it's selfish. I'm okay with it. You know, but it's just like I've been putting other people first for far too long to where I guess now the inner me is just coming out. The honest me, the true me, my truest self is not accepting accepting putting other people first. Now, don't get me wrong. You know, I don't mean being rude and just, you know, being ugly or whatever the case may be. But I mean, you know, finally saying yes to me when I said yes to other people. And hopefully that helps as well, too. Another thing that I had to also come to a conclusion about was, you know, finally having a conversation with myself about certain things that I'm blossoming into, you know, as far as growth, mental growth, things that I no longer tolerate, that I used to tolerate, things that I no longer accept, that I used to accept, that, you know, didn't mean me any good, that did nothing for me. So it's all about putting me first. And I encourage that for anybody. If you've ever, you know, put other people before you and you always feel like you get the short end of the stick, it's just like, y'all, time out for that. Like, at this point, it's just time out for that. Like, you, at some point, you know, if you want growth and you want better to do better, at some point, no has got to be a part of your dialogue. It's got to be a part of your vocabulary. You know what I mean? And it's just the way it is, you know. And I'm in a particular business where I talk to and encounter with people from different walks of life, from, you know, where it's always demanding in a sense. And not that this is a complaint, but it's a realization that, you know, it's a business where everyone else comes first and now, me. That at one point I did feel lost, like, you know, nobody's putting me first. Like, I got to do that for me. So, I mean, if that's one goal, New Year goal versus a resolution, that I would, you know, suggest doing, is doing that and put yourself first, like, and watch things change. I'm telling you, once you start putting yourself first, watch things start to change and happen. And also, not only doing that, you know, speaking things into existence, it'll manifest real quick. I mean, you have to walk it like you talk it, literally. So, you know, if you want that, you know, you got to put that out there. Like, you know, there are things that I keep speaking into existence that I want, and I am determined to make that stuff happen. It just is what it is. So, I mean, I guess that's enough for my soapbox. But what I am very curious to know is, what are some of your goals for the new year? Not necessarily the new year. What are your goals for this month? What are your goals for tomorrow? What goals do you have lifelong? You know what I mean? Kind of those beginner conversation questions. Like, where do you see yourself in the future? You know what I mean? Like, what are some things that is important to you that you want, you know, to happen and occur, and that you're speaking into existence? You know what I mean? So I'm really curious to know about that, as far as your goals, because I've always wondered what other people's goals were. And I'm working on a situation where I'm wanting to become a life coach, if you will, or perhaps, you know, I guess a life coach, if you will, to assist that. So, but I'm really curious. I've always been curious about other people's goals and, you know, what do you see, for yourself? You know what I mean? Because it circles back to, what do you want? You know what I mean? And I know my goal for myself moving forward, not for just 2020, is to put myself first. I mean, you really have to. There's a song by Monifa. It's called One Moment. And I'm telling you that it changed my life. I heard it maybe 4 years ago-ish. I think it came out maybe in 2015. Anyway, it's called One Moment by Monifa. I'm telling you, if you ever feel down in the doldrums or down in the dumps, that song there, and I had it on repeat continuously, that song really helped me out. I mean, it's just like, the moral of the story in that song is, you know, it's okay to get away from people. It doesn't necessarily mean it's a negative thing, but it's okay to get away from people and to take a step back and focus on you and take that one moment to center yourself and make life about you. You know what I mean? And sometimes you just straight up need that. Like, you just straight up need that. And I feel like me now, I am taking one moment and extending that to a lifetime, you know, to reflect on me and center myself. And also, if that means taking a vacation, a day vacation, cut your phone off, you know, seclude yourself from the world and all the craziness, to do that, to keep sane, y'all, like, I'm not kidding. So in closing, it wasn't a topic of today, of the day or anything. It's more so an open conversation piece. And we'll have more like these on the show. But, you know, I want to wish you all a happy new year, a prosperous new year. And y'all email me at askkimmichelle@gmail.com. And I'm also on Pandora Radio. Talk to you later.